Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Okay.
Getting on to next is your main crop, where those are your crops that you're going to, you know, you still have to take care of the garden, but you're going to be harvesting maybe a few times a year, or some things even once a year, like say winter squash. You know, you're really out there just checking on it, and then you've got a harvest time. And so that can go out a little further, but you still want it in a good location, a good sunny location as much as possible, and somewhere in your path of travel that it just doesn't. Life gets busy. Yeah. We're trying to do a lot. And sometimes people put the garden way off to the side somewhere and it's easily neglected. You don't mean to, you don't intend to, but it's easily neglected. So again, try to keep it in path of travel in your zone one, if you're familiar with permaculture zoning.
We have had that in a couple places we've lived. We had, you know, we inherited a garden space. And mm-hmm. so as we moved in, we're kind of like, okay, there's the garden. We're going to plant in it. And it was so far out of view, out of path, out of everything that it was just hard to even use anything out of it because you just didn't see it. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't easy for us to maintain. So it's good to still keep it somewhere where you're able to see it if you can and able to be around close to it. So
a couple other things that you want to think about with where to plant stuff. One is what needs more sun, what needs more shade. Mm-hmm. And you can use these things to different advantages. Some things need to have a lot of sun and not be shaded out. So if you, you know, if you're planting things, then make sure you're not shading something, say with corn or bean trellises, that needs a lot of sun. Or vice versa, you can use those things to create shade for some things that need shade. And that again is a whole other discussion. But just as tips, those are a couple things to think out in where you're putting stuff in your garden space.
It starts to get a bit like a chess game, really. Like it becomes very strategic, even visually on paper, mm-hmm. trying to, you know, take all these things into consideration. So you really need some time to sit with it. This is why it's so beneficial to be able to sit down this time of year before you're actually out in the garden and plot this out and work with it for a little bit and think about it. And it gives you time to shift things around while you need to.
And sketch it out on a piece of paper. Know where your general sun exposure is, mm-hmm. you know, and sketch your rows out or whatever you're doing and have a light plan. It doesn't have to be formal. I mean, if computers are your thing, there's programs out there, but just a simple sketch pad really helps you.
Good. And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.